Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
The subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African right Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism does matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected book-writing political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit and run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and we'll use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop. It definitely won't be televised, that's for sure.
Wow, welcome once again, one and all, to, of course, the fastest hour that will be coming your way this week. I would like to say, first of all, this is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and that man stands for Music, Activism, News. That's Music, Activism, and News. And this is, of course, Chapter 1, Verse 17 for this year of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. The number that you can contact us by, for those who are already on Blog Talk Radio, just look at the number that's right there next to your live streaming, and you can dial 646-478-0944 to be in live. That's 646-478-0944 to be live this evening. My first disclaimer is they let you know to press the 1 key. Definitely press the 1 key if you wish to speak. But sometimes because of the overflow of phone calls and everything like that, which I think is lovely, they might punch you up, and I come to you, and you don't plan on speaking, but that's all right. If you stay silent, what we'll do, super producer of the show and the engineer, my man Emax the Image, will put you on hold, and bring you right back so you can listen to the show and continue listening by phone. We do appreciate that. I want to also let you know, since you will get info, you should have pens, paper, notebooks, desktops, laptops, iPads, smartphones for the info we will muddle through. You will definitely need that. And my disclaimer number two, what you hear on this show might offend you, but don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. You can call and blame me directly at 646-478-0944 before the evening is over. That way we can talk about things. I would appreciate that. Always love to talk to the people. This evening, we will probably give you information on the painting party that's coming up, Glenville Festival auditions, what's next for the 137 shots, a couple of things to think about. And, of course, are there people actually out there really, really, is there a new business movement when it comes down to preying on artists, especially starving artists? Is there a new business booming on that? This is time for you to definitely call in. Let me know what you're thinking on that subject. And before we do anything else, go through another track. I want to let you all know our top 10 tracks, requests, and everything like that throughout the week, because there are other shows that we deal with also. So we're going to start the number 10 and then go to the number one. When it comes to most requested, and talked about topics that are trending for our top 10 songs list. Number 10, instrumentals by Emacs, The Image from Varsity Music. Number 9, instant classics from Emacs, The Image, Varsity Music. Number 8, D Gambit, of course, from Life Innovations. That's Life Innovations on D Gambit. Number 7, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, HJS Music, and DJ Tech Record. Number 6, Dime Breed Entertainment. Number 5, Things Will Never Change Remix, Varsity Music and Black House Sounds. Number 4, Things Will Never Change from Black House Sounds. Number 3, Legacy from Karma Delane. And, of course, number 2, The Norse Ring from Varsity Music. Number 1, Donna Says from HJS Music. So with that being said, I'm still giving you all plenty of enough time to get out everything that's needed to take down some information. When we come back through, I'm going to definitely hip you on to a couple of things that are upcoming, as well as the fact some things you can definitely listen to, be a part of. And, of course, the phone number here is, of course, that 646-478-0944, phone number 646-478-0944, number, call, be a part of it. We appreciate you, thank you, and we'll talk to you shortly. Al Porter, man in the... Wow, of course. That's nice to hear from Karma Delane. And as a matter of fact, before we get to 216-624 and then 216-205, I want to let people know, because we're about information around these parts. So before we get into any of the hot topics towards the middle or end of this, what I want to let people know is that they can. This is some things you can do because we thrive on information around these parts. Real fast and to the point, this Saturday, there will be the last Glenville Festival Talent Audition. And that's this Saturday, Glenville Festival Talent Audition, 12 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the University Circle United Methodist Church. University Circle United Methodist Church Auditorium at 1919 East 107th Street. That's 1919 East 107th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Keep it clean, please. Definitely have to let you know. And a big shout-out for last Saturday's Glenville Festival Talent Auditions. Of course, we had Kaz the Spaz, Hip Hop Workshop, 1008 Vision Zone, Ronnie B., Brother Roderick, who did poetry, Black House Sounds, HJS, myself. It was a nice thing, even when the sound man's equipment was way not where it was supposed to be. As an artist, you always have to be prepared. So when they gave me one of my three instrumentals, and it was not the track that I usually would perform on, I was able to just coincide and take whatever verse I was going to do and move it back to track number two. And I think the judges were impressed and felt that. It was nice to see, of course, 1008 Vision, my man, Ronnie B, didn't even need that particular thing. When the instrumental didn't work right for him, he was just like, I'll do it a cappella. I think Black House Sounds will be coming back in to do it again. So I wanted to let folks know about that Glenville Festival. Talent audition is coming up. And I'm going to go now straight back to the phone lines of 216-624. You're on live, Al Porter, man in the streets, music activism, news. What's going on your way this evening?
Yo, Porter, what's going on? It's Honesty.
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent. What about you, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm just listening in, man.
That's cool. Hey, you got a couple of minutes. What's on your mind this evening?
Nothing much, man. I mean, I just have a particular topic in mind. I just wanted to, you know, swing through and show some love to the show, say what's up to everybody.
Then I appreciate that. And since you did that, how can we only thing we can do on that end is to show love to you as well. And how can we get a hold of you? Because you've been an artist, battle MC, performance artist for about how many years, brother?
Since I was 11 years old, I'll be 25 this month. So
Okay. Forgive
my math if I'm not accurate. That would be what?
Yeah, we're going 15. Up to 14 to 15 years, so congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
And where can we find you, my brother?
Everywhere. I can be found on Facebook, Paris Honesty Dillard at Facebook.com. You can find me on SoundCloud. That's my direct link, www.soundcloud.com/Honesty, H-O-N-A-S-T-Y. 2010.
Oh, then we appreciate that information coming from you, brother. And
Yeah. Definitely
anything you'd like to send off before you go, or like we'll probably put you online so you can continue to hold on and listen to what's up. So what else is on your mind, brother?
Definitely. Come see me performing at the Symposium Nightclub June 29th. I'm going to be there with a bunch of other local acts. And just come out and enjoy some good, positive music. I'm not sure what they're coming with, but I can speak for myself. And anything that you hear from me will be sensical or sensible, and it'll be positive. So, you know, it's a mixed blended sound. You know, it can be heard and enjoyed from toddlers all the way up to the elders. And, you know, it's just some good spirit of music.
Then thanks again, brother, and may you be blessed for real.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You too, man.
All right. Peace.
All right, bro.
Oh, man. Humble cat. Before I get to 216205, I would like to share, yes, that brother, he's been working very hard alongside, of course, GMS Hood Famous TV, as well as doing his own thing. So much respect to him. I also want to give out a little bit more information and let people know what they can do is they can use the same phone number for those who wish to this evening, the same phone number of 646-478-0944, and they can tune in to this phone number in the Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. for Hood Talk 2. And that's Cleveland Standard Time, 9 to 10:30 p.m. for nationwide politics brought to a local level. And then from 8 to 10 p.m. is Hood Tunes Radio on Fridays and Saturdays, which, of course, Cleveland Standard Time, where they team nationwide artists with local artists. That way, artists can make it further together rather than apart. So there are a lot of things going on. So a lot of music that you may hear tonight gets played on those shows as well. And without further ado, 216-205, you are on live. Al Porter, man in the street. What's going on? 216-205, you are on live. And I appreciate the fact that you definitely want to listen out this evening. That's a major blessing in itself when people do call in to do just that. That's why I gave that disclaimer earlier, to let people know that the one thing that does happen when they call through is that they can definitely hold on to the phone line and listen via phone. We appreciate that in itself. So before I go to another track, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. Since I'm on that line anyway, you do need to be able to be aware of certain other entities where if you're wanting to get yourself out there, travel abroad, get in touch with other people, feel free. Some of the recommended shows that have showed love to us, if you go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Bored and Restless Radio, just Bored and Restless Radio, you can type in D Gambit Radio, that's D Gambit Radio, or Corrupt Radio, and let them know you heard it from, of course, Al Porter, man in the streets, because if we're not linking together to get out there, man, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm going to take the time, go to another track, come back through, let you know some things that happened the past weekend as far as Father's Day, and give you a little bit of information about a couple of other activities that are coming up, and then we'll just talk about some things off rip. Al Porter, man in the streets, music, activism, news. Having fun. Every day, you're gonna do it in every way. Wow, that's a nice track in itself. I'm still getting people time enough to write down information. So very shortly, I'll get to 216-255. That's 216-255. Giving people time enough to run and get their information, because I definitely this evening have two nice things to talk about that we can run through where, let's talk about it. Hustling artists is the new hustle. That is something that I definitely want to get into this evening. Besides the fact of why are black leaders being so silent as far as 137 shots go. But before I get to this next phone caller, I do need to at least say one thing real quick to let people know, should they choose, they can definitely come on out and join us from 12 noon to 2 p.m. That's 12 to 2. We're going to have like a painting party this Saturday. What's a painting party? Well, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated's headquarters this coming Saturday, which is located at 14660 intersection of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue. That's 14660 Euclid, intersection of Lee and Euclid. The parking lot will be out. HJS Music will have the sounds pumping. We'll be painting the back area outside. So that's where our stage comes from, where we'll be having other entertainment and things happening throughout the summer and the fall. The grill will be out, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, you should know I'm down with anything where there's food going on, but there's enough about that. I want to go to the 216-255. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
Oh, man, there's so much going on. It's scary, Mr. Porter. There's things going on in South Carolina that I want to bring the public up to snuff on. If I had still been in South Carolina today, it would be 66 days on the line. I need everybody in the sound of my voice, I need them to go to YouTube, Aiken Reed, AIKENREID, and they need to put it on blast. I want to put Mr. Reed from the Reed Food Line stores on blast. I want him to be a gravel rock star by the time I get back on July the 20th. I'll be in Cleveland until July 20th. We have so much going on. We're helping Miss P celebrate her 10th anniversary. She's been in the game 10 years, and she hasn't got any recognition. So we're setting up to give her one great big happy hello and show her how much we appreciate her on June the 28th. We'll be going out to Oakwood Village College. That's 23035 Broadway Avenue. That's 23035 Broadway Avenue, and that's in Oakwood Village. We're going to give you something that has never happened before. We're going to give you a combination of gospel and rhythm and blues. It's going to be the sensation of the year. I'm guaranteeing it. I say to you, Cleveland, get ready for the hottest show to ever come to this shore. You got the greatest talent in the world here, but it has not been explored because the media here will not explore the talent here. And I think, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Miss Hughes at Radio 1, she should be ashamed of herself. She has the power. She has the voice. She has 25 radio stations. She should be the voice of the black people. She should be standing on top. In the movie where they depicted how her father came about the radio stations, she should be a warrior for this now. But she's yet to show me that she's really concerned about the local talent here, and I think it's a disgrace. A disgrace. And I'm fed up with it, really. I think it's time that the people that has the power and the wealth of all to be able to initiate things here in Cleveland, they need to get on board. I mean, we got so much talent. CNTO Productions, which is Miss P, she's got talent going to New York, preparing for record deals. She's got three little babies that auditioned for a TV show, and I'm taking them on July 20th to their first shooting. She'll be in New York. I'm telling you, Al, there's so much going on here in this town, but getting no recognition. I'm calling folks out. I'm just going to do that. Wayne Dawson, Fox 8 News, I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in you, brother. You say you're a Christian. They say you're a minister. But yet you have not returned any of my phone calls. I'm not understanding that. You as a Christian not returning phone calls. How can you love my father who you have not seen and then disrespect me here down on the earth and talk about you going to heaven? You're going to hell in a handbasket. Hell in a handbasket. I say to Cleveland, get ready. Get ready for the greatest show to ever hit the shores of Cleveland. That's June the 28th. It's a Friday night from 6:30 to 9:30. Al Porter, he'll be there. Yes, he's got a special invitation to be there because if he don't be there, he know what's going to happen to him. I'll be on his doorstep with a sign. He know that.
Hey, I've got to give you 2 more minutes. I want you to tell people, because I have such respect, I want you to let people know how long you've been doing what you're doing and what that name, the name of Johnny G, what does your name mean? And why should people know a little bit more about your history, man? Because it's always been an honor to be around you.
I started in the game in 1975 at WJMO Radio. It was called Super 1490 with the likes of Don Anthony, J.J. Jeffrey, Rudy Green, Bill Black, Don Anthony, you name it. We was the powerhouse in Cleveland in the early 70s. And I've been there. I've done 107 when they had the guest disc jockey. I done that. I ran the gamut of the clubs. We had the baddest club situation in Cleveland, 70th and Wade Park, the Wade Park Inn. We went down there and stayed there till the early 80s. The tradition is there. All I'm trying to do is help the youngsters now. Give back, because I can't take none of this knowledge with me when I go. I'm saying to Cleveland and to all the artists out there, take this Yahoo address down, cntoco@yahoo.com. If you want help, send your package to CNTO 566 Turney Road, Garfield Heights, and that's Ohio, 44125. And we're guaranteeing that we'll get you some help. If you're struggling, trying to figure out how to go, we'll help you go. And I guarantee you, Mr. Porter will back me up 100%.
Yes, sir. I thank you so much again for calling because, man, you just made everything more official this evening because when it comes down to it, you always call it like it is. And you stand on the front lines in this city and wherever you go. So please check out that YouTube site.
Yeah,
hit it,
that's,
like it,
that's,
and promote
it. AIKENREID. And I want to thank Mr. Porter for taking the time out to allow me to be on his great radio show. Continue the work, Mr. Porter, and thank you again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Have a blessed one, brother.
Let me give up the numbers. Let me give up some numbers real quick.
Yeah,
call CNTO at 324-5303 and ask for tickets. Tickets are going like wildflower. That's CNTO at 216-324-5303. Ask for Ms. P. Get your tickets now because there may not be none and you'll be standing at the gates. I'm telling you, run and tell that. You tell everything you know and then sometimes some things that you don't know. Tell them you met Super Music Making G. I'm with 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc., and the Band of Angels, and I am that one Restless Soul. Thanks again, Mr. Porter.
So you're more than welcome. Thank you, brother. And we'll be hearing from you way before that event happens. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right. Peace. Man, we've got all kind of honesty coming through this evening, which I can appreciate. As a matter of fact, I know we got to hear that one track before we get off the air sooner or later, even if it's a little bit of it. You know that Norris Ring, the reason that we'll have to hear it sooner or later is because we were doing a radio show and Brother Art McCoy called in and he had asked me on, and I might as well put it out there, a couple of things that are done. There's that voiceofradio.com, which happens Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, which is, of course, the Black-owned Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show. And that's voiceofradio.com, Wednesdays 3 to 4 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, with that 216-694-8910 number. You also have on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. That's newstalkcleveland.com, where you have the Art McCoy University of Common Sense, where Brother Art McCoy had said that not only was his show number one, and everybody else was under the guise of 2, 3, 4, 5, that, you know, Miami Heat were definitely going to win. And when they do win, hey, he was going to have a ticker tape parade for LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, for what he's done for the Cavs in the middle of downtown Cleveland. And somebody brought up a great, great point. Somebody from Black House Sounds was like, well, if you're going to do that and the Spurs win, why not have a ticker tape parade for Danny Green from the Spurs, because the Cleves had him, the Cavs had him. Cleveland Cavaliers had, of course, Danny Green, who just beat out Ray Allen's three-point percentage and three-point shots in a finals. Ray Allen had the old history, the past history of 22 shots going in for three-pointers during a final, and here comes Danny Green with 25. So maybe now, Art McCoy, that number one position of yours may be in just a little bit of jeopardy right now, because I'm looking at it and I'm eyeing it, and you shouldn't have fired off those first shots, but somebody always wants your title when you throw yourself out there. So with that being said, with the little time that's left, I want to also put out there that it was a very, very, very beautiful time. I'll come back with a few things that happened at a Father's Day dinner, but I want to put out there that at the War 10 candidate, Donald Walker Brown, who had a meet and greet community cookout, which was on Saturday at 52nd and Superior, I just want to thank all the people who showed up for it from blocks around, as well as political expert Gerald Henley. Ward 1 candidate Kimberly Brown showed up, no relations to Donna Brown. Of course, Fatty Banks, super producer, and from the Reading Ram program, that man was on the grill, grilling chicken. You also had Cheryl Wagner, and of course, the Sisters Ministry that I'll talk about shortly. Karma Delane from the Good Karma Foundation was there. Suave, the Panthers, HJS Music, members of the Hip Hop Workshop. So got to send a shout out for that one. I also want to push out there real quick and say DBE and three, oh my goodness, 3-8 proudly presents the Why You Mad Summer Bash, which is happening this Friday, June 21st. We played a lot of their music on this show. This Friday, June the 21st, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., of course, it will be 18 to get inside, 21 and older. IDs are required, with special performances from Dime Breed, ENT, Three Hated, Can I, Nice Mike, and more. And, of course, you can get tickets now, pre-purchase tickets. If you have any other questions, definitely hit up 216-673-7066. That's 216-673-7066. And that's going on at the Kinsman Square Party Center. Kinsman Square Party Center, 3224 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 4410. That's interesting on that address. And this time to make you think just a little bit, just to make you think a little bit. None Dare Call It Murder. You know, Richard Peary, who used to write for the Plain Dealer, he used to be a reporter for the Plain Dealer. So Richard Peary put something out, and he wanted people to think, when will Cleveland leaders demand that the Cleveland police, who fired 137 shots at unarmed Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell, typo on their part, and Timothy Russell on November 29th be charged with murder? And when will they insist that County Prosecutor Timothy McGinney remove himself from his extreme conflict of interest and have an outside prosecutor develop the charges? Now, if we're wondering on that and what the importance of it is, they talk about how one policeman even stood on a hood of the car and reloaded as he pumped bullet after bullet into their bodies. That officer would be Officer Brelo, who shot down 49 times. Williams was shot 24 times. Russell shot 23 times. Yet political and ministerial leaders have avoided the word murder as they urge citizens to temper protests and let the system work. Now, currently, this is what's important. The case is being presented to a grand jury by McGinty, whose office, this is something to think about, Prosecutor McGinty's office relies heavily on a daily basis on the Cleveland Police. The patrolman's organization has already declared that the actions of its members were justified and no one did anything wrong. The group supported McGinty's election as prosecutor or persecutor, but the group supported his election as prosecutor. More importantly, a large percentage of the criminal cases handled by the county prosecutor originated in Cleveland, so he depends daily on the cooperation of the police to obtain indictments, plea bargains, and guilty verdicts. Did you understand that? He depends daily on the cooperation of the Cleveland Police Department for indictments, plea bargains, and guilty verdicts. The filings of murder charges by the prosecutor could put continued cooperation by the police at risk. It is important that the grand jury hear all of the evidence presented by a special prosecutor who will not have the appearance of being encumbered by the need to maintain working relationships with the Cleveland Police. So why aren't our leaders calling for murder indictments? The system only works when we make it work. As Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. In other words, why are we always asking for justice when we should be demanding justice? Now, I want to go out here and let people know real quick that I find it very interesting for those who may not have heard. Nice guy, Mayor Frank Jackson, it is what it is, blasted Attorney General DeWine on handling of investigation into the police pursuit. Why? Well, Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson said that Attorney General of Ohio, Mike DeWine, said that the statements that Mike DeWine released tainted the due process for the officers involved in the case and for the victims. The Attorney General, though, Mike DeWine, fired back, saying his office did a thorough, exhaustive examination of the case, turned over its findings, and did not impede the process. DeWine said the system failed the officers. Jackson scoffed. The mayor continues to back Police Chief Michael McGrath and said the officers were trained and the department had policies in place. He said DeWine should have investigated the case and simply turned the matter over to McGinty. Here's the thing, folks, real quick, and let's get through with this in a couple of minutes if we can. Let's put me on fast talk time so we can try to get through another song or two, see who else might call in and stuff like that. Here's my thing about everything. Are you ready? Let's get ready for it. Every time there's been a police shooting, and there has been throughout the years, we'll say the past couple of decades, every time, people in Cleveland and outsiders who are listening, because this goes international-wise, worldwide, blog, talk, radio, that's what they do. What they usually do is the attorney general will take something, take his findings, turn it right over, your prosecutor will look at it and say, no, cops didn't do anything wrong. And that's the way it goes. This time he put it out there for everybody to see. That's what you need. That's called transparent justice. Whether you like it or whether you hate it, the attorney general, at least in this one case, did what he was supposed to do. Now, some people will say, well, why would the mayor be bothered by this? Easy. Lawsuit city. Lawsuit city. Because the families can now look at that and say, wait a minute, there should be a lawsuit. Why would the report come out the way it did? Well, let's look at another part of this report that was handled and the way it came out. The report did come out last week from, we'll say, the Cleveland findings for 11 supervisors disciplined for roles in the police pursuit. One is fired, two demoted, eight others have their pay docked. Now, that report came last Monday, but they let you know that it's going to be a slow process because they have about another 104 officers not having anything to do with the 13 officers that actually did the 137 shots. They let you know that the 104 officers will be brought up for, of course, hearing in mid-July, which means this case could go on for almost another year in hearings-wise. Hey, just let you know what's going on as they drag their feet. It's an election year. It's an election year. It's an election year. So why are more church leaders not saying anything? Because it's an election year. Your council people in Cleveland, who are already incumbents, have decided in City Hall, before they went to summer recess, they decided that they were going to remain neutral, not saying one thing for or against. Why? And why would Mayor Jackson not step on the toes of more officers and do a lightweight thing where they got on the supervisors and just fired one? Did you know all the officers who have been demoted, the two who have been demoted and the others who had pay doc and the one fired, can all file a grievance so this doesn't take effect? That's right. Sergeant Michael Dunnigan, who took part in the pursuit, based on his vantage point, the sergeant was in a position to take control of the chase or at the minimum offer crucial information to other officers. While he was parked, he failed to offer any guidance or support to officers under direct supervision, so therefore he was fired. Captain Ulrich Zohar, demoted to lieutenant. They said he failed to supervise those under his command who were engaged in the pursuit. The evidence revealed that although you were aware of the pursuit, you failed to communicate with any officers or supervisory officers engaged in the pursuit or with the Communications Control Center to determine who or why they were involved. I guess his feeling is, what for? Even though officers in his command were reporting that they were being fired on, he and other second district supervisors sat in their offices in the police building and did not leave the building until 25 minutes after the pursuit ended in East Cleveland. All right, and didn't arrive on the scene until an hour after the pursuit ended. Lieutenant Paul Wilson, 3rd District, disciplined, demoted to sergeant. Wilson told a sergeant to respond to the pursuit even after another supervisor had told officers to pull back. Flash said that during the chase, he failed to tell the Communications Control Center that about 20 officers were involved. Well, here's the thing about all of that. This report that the Attorney General released let people know what was already said, that there is systemic failure in the Cleveland Police Department. That's why he's mad. That's why our mayor, Frank Jackson, who said before, it is what it is upset with that report. That's why he's upset. Because even though he says the system didn't fail, the officers failed, the officers are part of a system, just like the Matrix. Officers are part of the system, and officers had no fear of the top. And I'm looking at the top, and right now, the mayor, our mayor Frank Jackson and others, can still receive, because of him blasting Attorney General Mike DeWine's report, he can still receive backing from the Cleveland Police Department Union. So with that being said, I'm going to calm myself down. Before we go to another track, I'm going to let people know, should they choose, they can always check out 216 Radio, which is Saturdays at midnight, WCSB.com, 89.3 FM, and that's, of course, the 216-687-3515 phone number, and we'll be right back after this. I promise you.
Go Vikings. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean.
LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
The first shall be last, the last will be first. I learned that in Cleveland, so I ain't hurt. Cause if you do good, you may not get mentioned. But I'ma change that by bringing attention to something bigger than a decision. A local legend, a hero, has now risen. A diamond in the rough has brought us the gold. CSU's finest, my man Norris Cole. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Norris came to CSU from Dayton, but y'all overlooked him while LeBron hating. Yep. People were so mad at the LeBron win. Norris Cole, the media ignored him. And all rookies stand out in the NBA. When he was in college, he played that way. Cleveland State Vikings, he played 4 years. Horizon League, the player of the year. Whether NIT, NCAA, he has discipline in the NBA. A principal talk from his former partner, coach of the Vikings, my man Gary Waters. Coach Waters, Norris Cole, dynamic duo. In other words, master and pupil. Cleveland State Viking colors, hang them high. Represent the forest green and the white. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Hang your rings up high and hold your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Bring your swords up high. Bring your rings up high. And ring your swords up high. So wave your rings up high. And wave your swords up high. At heat to H2O, it boils hotter. The steaming attitude of Coach Waters, who arrived years ago to a losing team and instilled in them a winning thing. Instilled in them practice, instilled drive, instilled determination, instilled pride. Offense and defense make competitors fall, whether inside or outside, Vikings Hall. Viking invasion, wow. Everybody make way. Viking funeral, no matter who they play. A major college team who earns respect from Payne, Superior, Euclid, Prospect, main classroom to the student center. Drinko Hall has music when you enter. Fraternities, sororities, step to this. WCSB has another hit.
This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Peace. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Black River Music.
Wow, did that song because I wanted to give tribute. I might not have liked the way LeBron James left Cleveland and still don't, but I have a lot of respect for Norris Cole, who represented Cleveland State University to its fullest. He and Coach Waters from Cleveland State University really made the city proud for the 4 years he was here from Dayton. And it's nice to see people who are underlooked and overlooked get some sort of shine. And also, once the Spurs, if they do win this year, it'll be nice to give Art McCoy that shine so he can have a parade. Put Danny Green and the Spurs in the middle of downtown Cleveland Public Square. Let him know Al Porter fired back. And we're going to go to the phone line for 216-95. Well, 216, you're on real quick before you head out. what's going on this fine evening on Al Porter Man in the Streets Music Activism News. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. I appreciate you for calling in apparently to listen, which is a good thing. Like I sent out a disclaimer earlier, sometimes when you press that one key, you press that one key to speak, but sometimes you don't have to press that one key. When it gets an overflow of phone calls like we've had coming from different areas, hey, you end up being picked up. So I thank you for calling in just to listen. The one thing I want to say and give thanks for, got to say thanks for the past Friday evening before we stomp out of here. They had a pre-Father's Day dinner at the Euclid Square Mall. And I have to thank the ones who put that out there, which was the Sisters Ministry of Hope for all communities. If you want to know any more information about them, it's Sisters, not Sisters, but SISTAS Ministry at Yahoo.com. They had a solo by a brother by the name of Jerry, and the main thing about it was they had guest speakers, Brother Abdul Kahar from the New Black Panther Party, and he had a band backing him up. They did two nice numbers, type of tracks he's done at the Hip Hop Workshop. Minister Tim Lewis, who's written three books, Brother Wagner, and some cat they had as a headline speaker, which made me nervous as what have you. Some dude by the name of Al Porter Jr. And you talk about praying before I spoke, but they gave me a certificate. And on that certificate, it says Father. F for faithfulness, A, always there, T for togetherness, H for honesty, E for everlasting, R for remarkable. And I'm here for you. Father, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, John 14:2. Strong statement right there. We're going to go out. It doesn't matter if it's an instrumental or a track or what have you. I want to thank everybody. I want to let people know the party does not have to end right now. You can feel free later on this evening to go to and check out, of course. And I want to give this out real quick. SOTC, which is 89.3 FM, 1 to 3 a.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.com. That's that 216-687-3515 phone number. And then after that, flip the dial, flip the computer, and go tonight to 91.1 FM, 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. at 216-368-2208. Hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block, and DJ Tech said he was going to have a very, very, very hot show tonight. So I'm wondering what he's thinking. All I know is I appreciate and respect what I do. I appreciate and respect my man, E-Max the Image, Varsity Music Zone. This man, sound engineer, production, and I call him the happiest R&B singer that I've ever met because he loves what he does. And I do love what I do. I respect you all so much. Next year is my birthday. Well, not next year, but this Monday. Let's get this straight. Creator willing, that will be my birthday. I plan on enjoying it. And we can enjoy things together next Monday, June the 24th. When's and where's will be worked out. You can join me, of course, Facebook page, Alfred Porter Jr., profile page, profile pictures that hat. Thank you. Peace. Al Porter Jr., Blog Talk Radio.